Time now, though, for the big yarn.
On Breakfast with Half, it's the big yarn. Well, I won't back down. No, I
won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, we'll never do that, Tom. Absolutely not. Mark Stevens joined us back in for this conversation, and fair enough too, because he's got a great affinity with local community football and particularly country football, Stephen.
I do, Half, and certainly the Ovens and Murray haven't.
You love the
down.
Ovens and Murray?
Well, they haven't backed down, have they? They've banned the Wangaratta Magpies. Interestingly, coached by Ben Reid, who's been a guest on this show last year,
and a couple of times.
A draftee in Joe Richards to Collingwood. They've lost their flag, Half.
One of the biggest leagues in country football stripped its premiers of last year's flag for salary cap breach. Poor boy. The Ovens and Murray League made the call on Monday night. This story says from Andrew Will in the paper today. To take the premiership from Wangaratta just a week after AFL North East border. The game's governing body in the region ruled the club could retain its flag despite going over the $125,000 salary cap. Did it by $28,000. Now, we've been able to track down David Sinclair, the chair of the Ovens and Murray Footy League, to give us a bit of clarity on this situation. It's a big story in community sport and country footy, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. David, thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
Great to have you on. This country footy is a big thing. It's a big talking point. It's a big part of life out there in the region. This country sport is. So this is a big decision from the Ovens and Murray Football League. And considering that the AFL North East Border said they could keep the premiership, and despite the $28,000 over the salary cap, you've decided to take it away. Why?
Well, it's a massive decision. It's been a brutal couple of days after. 36 hours after this decision was made on Monday night. I haven't read anywhere or in their findings that AFL North East Border or the tribunal specifically said that they could keep their premiership. I believe that it was possibly on the table as part of the sanctions that Wangaratta were going to receive, and they chose not to go down that path, and but did give them a fine, and they can't play for points in their first two games, and they also operate with 36 points rather than the 40-point threshold that every other club operates under. So I don't know that they specifically said that they could keep their premiership.
Right, but then still, you've decided to take it away from them. What led to that?
Well, once the tribunal decision was so initially they were investigated. There were three charges laid. It went to a tribunal. And they were found guilty. So we as a board sat down on Monday night and looked at our bylaws to see whether they had breached any of given that they were over the salary cap, whether they'd breached any of our bylaws. And yes, they had. We have a bylaw, as I'm sure most leagues would have, in our competition that speaks to clubs having to abide by the salary cap rules and the player points rules. And clearly, they've breached that. We also have a bylaw that allows us to make it a decision as we see fit, depending on the severity of an offence. And we felt that integrity of the competition is everything. And we needed to send a message to our other nine clubs, as well as community football in general, that integrity is everything, and we won't. We're not going to tolerate clubs that breach the salary cap. And in this instance, they happen to have won the premiership. So we thought the only fair and right thing to do was to decide that there would be no winner declared in 2022. We didn't give any thought to giving it to the club that they played against. But we've decided to strip them of the premiership, and no winner will be declared in the Ovens and Murray for the 2022 season.
So, David, was it a matter of self-reporting, or how was it discovered in the end? Was it an investigation, or did they put up their hand and say, hang on, we have made a mistake?
Well, as a matter of course, the two sides that play in the grand final get investigated by a salary cap officer. They're not the only clubs that get investigated. They do investigate other random clubs through the year, but the two sides that made the grand final know that they're going to get investigated. So, as a part of that, or going through that process, I think I'm not exactly sure how it unfolded, but Wangaratta certainly self-reported that they were over the cap during that investigation process. So it wasn't as if they self-reported and then the investigation officer came in and did the investigation. The investigation was underway before Wangaratta then self-reported that they had breached the cap.
And what's the response of Yarrawonga here? Are they saying, hang on, we got rolled by a few points, give us the premiership?
No, Yarrawonga have been fine. They're not looking to get the premiership. They didn't win it on the day and they don't expect it to get it, given that that this decision has been made. So, Yarrawonga have been fine. It's we really feel for the... This has taken a massive toll on the volunteers and players at Wangaratta Footy Club. But as I said, it's about integrity and ensuring all clubs are working under the same rules, under the same same salary cap, and it's about integrity and ensuring that everyone stays within the rules.
David Sinclair has joined us, the chair of the Ovens and Murray Football League, after the board decided to strip Wangaratta of its 2022 premiership over a salary cap breach. Just a broader conversation on that, David. How's it going? How's the salary cap going in community football and the points cap as well? I mean, is it because the idea, I think, at the time was to redistribute the wealth to in terms of player quality to many clubs to have a more balanced and even competition. Is it working?
Look, we believe that it is. That's not to say that it couldn't be working better. Clearly, from where we sit as a board and how clubs trade with the league in terms of payments they need to make to the league for umpires, etc. Pre-salary cap days, we had clubs that were going onto payment plans because they just couldn't keep up with their match day payments. Now, pretty much all of our clubs are trading with the league within 30 days. So from what we're seeing, clubs are clearly trading better and are able to make ends meet much better. There's certainly still a question mark around third-party payments. You'd be a fool to think that there are not clubs out there that the old brown paper bag's not going under the table to certain players.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that happens not only within the Ovens and Murray League, but I'm sure in other leagues.
Every league.
In this instance, I'm not suggesting that there was any brown paper bags going under the table at Wangaratta, but they got caught. Other clubs at this stage haven't been detected, and if they are, and if they're investigated, and FanDuel breached the cap, then obviously if they haven't won the premiership, we can't take that off them. But that they would be getting a hefty fine off controlling body and the Ovens and Murray would be applying sanctions as well. But for country football, community footy, the player points is the equivalent of our draft, and allowable player payments is the salary cap. The competition, the O&M competition prior to these two tools coming in, we had real issues around the unevenness of the competition. I think Albury won or played off in 10 grand finals in a row, winning seven. So clearly, at that point, there were issues in our competition. But last year is the most even competition that we've had. Going into the final or the last round of the season, we had seven clubs that could still make finals. We got to the finals. There were six finals played. Four of them were decided by 5 points or less, including the grand final. So, we think that it's working. Could it work better? Yes, it could. But I think there'd be a lot more clubs going under if there wasn't a salary cap. And I don't want to waffle on too long, but what was happening in the past was a club might have been spending, say, $400,000 to put their side on the ground, and that's some of the figures that were getting bandied around that Ovens and Murray clubs were spending. And you've got and other clubs were trying to raise this sort of money to keep up with them. And it was just burning people out, burning committees out. So there was this massive churn of people trying to raise money to keep up with those that could pay this sort of money. And it was hurting country footy. And clearly the salary cap and the player point system has helped that and certainly evened up our competition. And I think to a degree, Steve, you're a chef boy. I think similarly over in the in the Golden Valley League. It started to even up that competition as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And congratulations on your final series, so close. David, what does this mean for, say, Ben Reid, such a respected footy figure? I mean, how hard would he have taken this? And how does the club recover? I mean, is the club split? Are they going to struggle now for numbers? Has it sort of taken the wind out of them completely?
Well, it's been brutal, Steve, on Wangaratta. I know that they're reeling, both their players, their volunteers. I can tell you, yesterday was one of the toughest days I've had in my life. Some of the flack that I copped from people within the club was quite unbelievable. And look, I get it. It's raw. It's a massive decision. They play their first game, ironically, against Wangaratta Rovers on Good Friday. I hope that they can band together and make sure that they give a great account of themselves in 2023. But I'm sure Rudy will be disappointed that at the moment they're sort of pointing the finger at the league. I'm sure once that raw emotion goes away, they might start looking inward. But it's been tough for Wangaratta. There would be a lot of people in that club at the moment, as there is within our league after we've made this decision. Mental health is massive at the moment, and there would be a lot of people around within the competition that would be struggling with that at the moment.
It's a big story in community sport, no doubt about it. It wouldn't have been easy to be a part of it, as you are articulating there, David. But we appreciate you giving us some clarity on how it all unfolded and how we got to this point. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks, Daniel.
David
Sinclair. Thanks, Steve. See you, mate.
Bye. Evans and Murray Football League Chair.